Juno's pistol was in her hand before the first explosion had faded away, but she didn't know where to aim it. Starkiller looked as shocked as everyone else in the room. When he ran to the ledge to look outside, that expression only worsened. She knew then that something truly terrible had gone wrong. The door exploded behind her, throwing her forward in a cloud of dust and stony splinters. Her hands came up to protect her face. She rolled as she had been trained to, and came up in a crouch with the pistol pointing at the open doorway. Clouds of smoke and dust billowed through it, lit from behind by flashes of light. Over the ringing in her ears, she could hear people fighting and dying. The senatorial guards rushed into the melee, but she held still, waiting for the one perfect shot she knew she was going to get. More screams. The smoke took on a reddish tinge. A shadow loomed out of it, growing closer. She snapped off three shots. All were deflected by a bright red blade. One discharged at her feet, throwing her backward again, stunned. The pistol went flying. Darth Vader strode through the doorway, as though he owned the world. The squad of stormtroopers at his back obviously thought so too.
"Take them alive,"
he indicated the trio of senators.
"The Emperor wants to execute them personally."
Before anyone else could react, Coda whisked the lightsaber from Starkiller's belt and launched himself at the Dark Lord. Vader merely raised a hand and caught the general telekinetically about the throat. Coda dropped the lightsaber and desperately clutched at the invisible fingers choking him. But the pressure only increased. When his resistance was crushed, Vader threw him bodily toward the stormtroopers and turned his attention elsewhere. Bail Organa, Mon Mothma, and Garmbel Iblis were surrounded. Flushed with fury, the former Corellian senator spat at the feet of Darth Vader, while his companions stood with quiet dignity. Mon Mothma raised her chin. But it wasn't her Vader was looking at. Starkiller stood framed by the pillars in the northern wall of the Eagle's Nest. He was frozen in the pose of one thoroughly beaten, yet whose defiance was barely contained. His eyes blazed. His fists shook. Darth Vader inclined his head.
"You have done well, my apprentice."
Bail Organa hissed audibly between his teeth. If looks could kill, Starkiller would have dropped on the spot. Garmbel Iblis had turned a deep shade of purple, and Mon Mothma was as rigid and pale as a sculpture in ice. Before Starkiller could reach out for where his lightsaber lay fallen on the ground, the stone conference table lifted into the air and hurled itself at him. Crashing through three of the pillars and catching him squarely in the chest, it drove him out into the snow. Ignoring everyone else in the room, Vader strode heavily after him, lightsaber raised. Juno scrambled to her feet, but a metal hand stopped her from rushing out to certain death.
"Not that way, Captain Eclipse,"
hissed Proxy in her ear. He pushed her toward a side passageway that appeared to be empty of stormtroopers. While the guards were distracted, he adopted a perfect image of her, complete with dusty smudges to her temples, so her absence wouldn't be noted. "My master will need you later." Fighting a wave of shock that threatened to overwhelm her, she did as the droid suggested, stumbling on stairs, still rocking from the area's bombardment. Vader here. And Starkiller hadn't expected it. If she could get back to the ship in time, and if he had survived the crushing blow Vader had delivered, perhaps things weren't completely lost. She half laughed, half wept at her insane optimism as she hurried down the narrow stairwell to the Imperial hordes